0 seconds of 1 hour, 0 minutes of 0 seconds.
Hello, Audio Boo. It's Tuesday morning, the 8th of December, and just thought I'd give you a bit of an update about Rosie. I just had a really difficult conversation with the head trainer of the guide dog school, basically telling me that they're not going to be able to keep paying for Rosie's medical bills. And that basically I have to make a real clear-cut decision. Maybe not today or tomorrow, but sooner rather than later. About what we're going to do. Right now she can't work. She can do very small routes, like, you know, we walked down the road on Saturday and she did well, but I don't know if I feel comfortable giving her complicated routes, definitely not street crossings and things like that. Just give her a little bit of work here and there, but you know, I feel like it's very hard for me to make a decision as to what to do, because I feel everybody has an agenda. You know what I mean? The Guide Dog Association want me to retire her because they don't want to pay her vet bills. And so the guide dog school are pressuring me to, I mean, of course they're not going to force it, but they're basically saying, well, the association isn't paying, we're stuck with these bills, and so now if you keep her as a retired guide, you're going to have to pay all the bills. I asked them if they would share them with me, because he said, you know, the only way you can get out of paying, you know, the bills is that we take her away.
I will see what I can find.
Sorry, I'm a bit, you know, they're basically saying, you know, if we take her, find a home for her, then they'll be responsible for her bills. I can't do that. I can't do that to Rosie. I can't say, all right, well, she's been with me 6 years, and now because I have to pay her vet bills, I'm just going to throw her away. I can't do that to her. And I said, would you be willing to split the bills, even 50-50? Would you do that? I thought it was more than fair. And he said, I'll have to take this back to, I have to take this back to the board. We normally don't do it like that. Either we find a family that does it, or the person, the owner does it. I said, look, if we find, right now is the most expensive time because she's having all these tests done. She's having all these tests done because they don't know exactly what's wrong with her. So, you know, can't you hold off? I said, can't you hold off? Can't you just let me, help me get through this time? And then we'll find, you know, sooner or later they'll find a, sooner or later they'll find a treatment that she can sustain, and you know, costs will go down. We'll find a treatment that works, and then costs will go down. I said, look, I didn't go to this vet. I went to the vet that you sent me to. This isn't my vet. This is the vet that you sent me to. This is something that you wanted me to go to. I didn't do anything. You know, he's basically saying, yeah, you know, but we got basically more than $1,000 worth of vet bills. I said, well, I'm sorry, but it's not my fault, you know. He's like, I'm not saying it's your fault, but from now on you have to get approval for everything unless you want to pay for it. And I said, well, you know, I said, can't we just hold off a bit longer on this and just find out what's wrong with her? He's like, well, I think they're giving her too many tests. They're over-testing. I said, but how do you know this? I said, you're not a vet. That's why you sent me to the vet. They want to find out exactly what's wrong with her. And he said, you know, you're at the top of our priority list. You know, I said, I know that I'm at the top of your priority list, but I know I'm at the top of your priority list, but you're not going to have dogs before the end of February, beginning of March. And even then, there's absolutely no guarantee that you'll have a dog for me. And he said, that's right. And I said, so what about this approval that I got for funding to go to the US or the UK or wherever I want to go? He said, well, it's an option. I don't recommend it. I said, why don't you recommend it? Apart from the fact that you're loyal to the school and they employ you, so you're going to tell me that the school is the best thing for her, or for me, sorry. And he said, well, it's just that schools abroad, you know, they have there's different climate, there's different kind of, you know, we train them in the Israeli environment, the streets of Israel, the climate of Israel. We know you better than, you know, we think that any kind of introduction process, familiarization process, you know, that you go through with another school, they're not going to know you as well as you do, as we do, sorry. They're not going to know you as well as we do. They're not going to be able to give you the right dog. They're not going to match you up. They're going to match you up based on very superficial information. And I felt, yeah, maybe there's some truth in it, but, you know, you can't just block me in all directions. You can't just say to me, don't work her, but we'll pay the bills. We won't pay the bills. We don't know if we'll have a dog for you in the next 3 months. It could take 6 months. It could take a year. But don't go anywhere else. I mean, that's not what he's saying. He's saying that my options are open, but he's giving me all these negative... He hasn't said anything positive to me, you know? It's not my fault. I didn't do this to Rosie. It's not my fault that she's so sick. And I feel like they need to help me. They need to encourage me. They don't need to make me feel like I have no options and so discouraged. But I think this makes me want to get a dog from abroad more, because I feel like they just want to cover their own ass. They, you know, everybody says that these places are there for us and stuff, but actually they're just there to cover their own ass. And they don't really care what happens to us. You know, a dog is not a tool. It's not a car. I'm not going to give it away just because it's costing too much. So I'm asking for help. I feel very helpless right now. Very defeated, because it's like, you know, I said to him, you know, I feel like you're not giving me any clear way forward. I feel like all my options are bad options. I feel like I'm not getting any real help. All you keep telling me is why I shouldn't do things, why I shouldn't get a dog from abroad, why I shouldn't retire her, and on the other hand, why I shouldn't keep her working. You know, I'm getting no help. And I'm feeling very helpless. I don't have the money to treat her, but I also can't abandon her. And I feel an anxiety attack coming, so I'll leave it there.
Pause recording. Button.